Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, you can get it. All of that will be up at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. If you're not signed up, man, we got great, great news articles that we will drop in your box. We've got a whole new format, and you can watch the show as well as listen to the program at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and our partnership with TECNTV.com, and excited to be partnered with them so we can bring you the video presentation. We also welcome those of you that are watching on Getter, on Clout Hub, on Twitter, and on our Facebook feeds as well. Great to have all of you watching us and all of you listening across our very powerful terrestrial networks as well. All right, Bill Federer, historian, American Minute, is with us. We're talking about really what the historical implications of America. We were really getting into, Bill, you were talking about how important virtue is, and the difference between a people who are God endowed with virtue versus a people that are ruled out of fear of man. And we're kind of in a kind of a transition in America. That's what they're trying to do to us, is to get us. And that's what I've been talking about a bit this morning regarding the whole J6 thing and what happened there and why they've made that such a big focus, is to try to put fear into patriotic, God-fearing Christian Americans, labeling white, church-attending, God-fearing, Constitution-loving Americans as the number one domestic terrorist threat in the country. Come on. I mean, they can't even, it's ludicrous. And yet we look historically back and we see, right, that this is not an uncommon behavior of socialist, communists, and dictatorial authoritarian powers.
Yeah, it's a tactic that narcissists and psychopaths use, where they accuse you of what they're guilty of, right? And so it's a it's called psychological projection. Sigmund Freud coined the term, where rude people call everyone they don't like rude. This strategy is where they are the ones committing the crime, but they want to accuse you of committing it. David Axelrod was Obama's campaign manager, and he said in 2010 on NPR radio, in Chicago, there's an old tradition where you throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent. So you do the crime, but you blame it on. So let's say there's a candidate that's colluding with Russia, giving away a fifth of the U.S. uranium to Russia for a $145 million contribution from Russian oligarchs into her Clinton Foundation. She wants to pay for a Steele dossier to accuse her opponent of colluding with Russia. And his name gets smeared with it in the media, has to go through an impeachment trial. And if it ever gets pointed back at her, all she has to do is pay a $113,000 fine to the FEC. And she's off the hook. And by that time, the water's muddied. Right. The public doesn't know who to trust, and she gets a pass. And let's say there's another candidate that's extorting Ukraine on C-SPAN. bragging about it, saying, I told them, unless you stop investigating my son, Hunter, I'm going to hold back billions of dollars of U.S. aid.
Right.
Well, what does he want to do? They want to accuse his opponent of extorting Ukraine and have him go through another impeachment trial. You accuse your opponent of exactly what you're guilty of. And then, interestingly enough, the investigation is simply an excuse to subpoena all the evidence that can convict them and destroy it. Right? So the Mueller investigation on, Russia collusion, what did it do? It seized Hillary Clinton's, hard drives, cell phones, laptops, emails, text messages, and what? Delete, smash, destroy, erase, destroy all the evidence that could convict Hillary. Interestingly enough, when Hillary was Secretary of State, we were giving aid to poor countries. And what's the poorest country in Europe? Ukraine. And guess what the number one country giving money to the Clinton Foundation was? Ukraine. So it turns out that most of the aid that is going to third world countries, Ukraine, all these other countries for climate change, it goes to the corrupt leaders in those countries who get to live like a king, and then they funnel the rest of the money right back to the very corrupt politicians in America that voted to give the aid to those countries.
Right.
I mean, this even went back to the Panama Canal giveaway. So the money went from the U.S. government to the Panama corrupt politicians, but it was funneled right back to the big globalist banks that had loaned Panama the money that they couldn't repay during the Haiti earthquake tsunami. Mm-hmm. All the money that was sent to help the Haitian people went to the Clinton Foundation. None of it went to the Haitian people. Went to some corrupt politicians, and the rest of it was funneled back into her campaign. So again, whenever you see large amounts of money being sent to other countries in aid, if you do the auditing, you'll see that most of it goes to corrupt politicians in those countries, and the rest of it gets funneled right back to America to the corrupt politicians that voted for the aid. But in Hillary Clinton's case, here she is accusing Trump of the very crime she is guilty of. Mm-hmm. Here's Biden accusing Trump of the very crime that he is guilty of. And so they do this every day. They're doing it with a January 6th thing. They want to accuse them of doing an insurrection. Well, lo and behold, the FBI was involved in it.
Absolutely.
It's come out that you had all these FBI operatives doing an entrapment, very similar to the Whitmer kidnapping case. Well,
and one of the things, Bill, that's interesting, too, that's going to come out on July 22nd when folks get to watch what Joshua Phillip has put together are the faces. There are almost 200 individuals that are unidentified to this day, still unidentified, which you have to wonder, how is that possible when you have clear pictures of their faces? All the facial identity software that the government has that we know that they've been using to go and actually intimidate, literally targeting every single person who was on the Capitol grounds on January 6th, right? They've targeted every single one. They're identifying them using facial recognition, and most of them have received either a phone call, a letter, or in many instances, an in-person knock at the door. And yet here's these guys that were the actual instigators. And in every instance where there was an actual initial violent breach of the Capitol, these individuals, either in groups of 6, 8, 10, 12, 50, 80, were all there initially. And they're the ones that were the instigators. And even the guy who was there with Ashley Babbitt, who was the guy that was bashing in the window with his black helmet, that information is uncovered. And he goes and changes clothes down the stairs after Babbitt is shot. Well, what's he changing into? looks like a police officer's uniform from the camera to me. That's how it looks like to me. Looks to me like he was in plain clothes doing all this. She gets shot, and now he runs down the stairs and he changes into his official police gear. What the heck?
Yeah, Greg Kelly with Newsmax showed right before that shooting, three uniformed police officers standing in front of that window. And then Greg Kelly says, oh, somebody must have said coffee break. And on cue, they all turn and they all walk away. And 10 seconds later, Ashley Babbitt shot.
Yeah,
it's like they were right there. And then there's videos of people going into the bushes, changing clothes and putting on Trump outfits and coming out of the bushes saying, we got to break into the Capitol.
Yeah.
And
Searcy, Nick Searcy has that in his capital punishment videos as well. I mean, they actually confronted him in that video. There's no question. This was a completely and totally orchestrated event that happened. And when you look at the timing, a lot of the breaches, a lot of the damage, a lot of the escalation happened before the president was even done talking and before many of those people had even left the ellipse to head down there. And then you have the officers who are just randomly shooting rubber bullets from on high down into the crowd and throwing explosives into people who were standing around praying.
Yeah, I talked to one person who was at one corner of the Capitol, and she did a 360 with her cell phone camera. And they were singing God Bless America. And she goes back to her hotel room, and she turns the TV on, and she sees all this rioting taking place right at the exact spot that she was at. And she's like, I was there. And then she looks a little closer. In her video, the bleachers in the background are completely constructed. In the violent video of them taking bicycle racks and charging the police, she looks in the background, and the bleachers are not completely constructed. Lo and behold, they had pre-filmed it. And on the day of Trump's speech, there were no cameras. Remember how he would always point to the background and say, it's you people back there, you media people that are not telling the truth. Well, guess what? On this day, there were no media people. There was no Fox camera. There was no MSNBC.
CBS, no, nobody CNN. Covered it. Nobody covered
nobody
it.
Covered
nobody
it.
So, covered it.
And so when there was no live feed, when this violence happened, they released the pre-recorded violent videos, and boom, they went viral. This person showed other videos of protesters and police in the rotunda pushing back and forth on batons. And then there's a voice that says, stop, it doesn't look convincing enough, we need to do it a little bit differently. And then they go back to push you on the police batons. It was staged. I mean, these are things that were done throughout history, and I actually list them in my book on socialism. It's called Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. In 1788, the King of Sweden, Gustav III.
We got 10 seconds. We're going to go into a break. Bill, when we come back, I want to get right to the Declaration of Independence and some of the items that are in that declaration that correlate with what's happening to us today. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's ctrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm going to share this because I just, in my spirit, I feel like there's something significant to it. You know, I was in this horrific car accident, and I was in the accident because I laid my life down to save my daughter's life in an accident at 55 miles an hour. And my wife has been really impressing upon me the significance of what are referred to as prophetic parables. And it hit me as I was talking with a guest, I guess it was yesterday, that, you know, my situation is a prophetic parable. America is broken. I mean, Bill, would you agree that America is broken?
Definitely.
And there are many who suggest that America is broken to the point that we don't know if we can get it back. We don't know if it's broken to the point where, you know, we need to make a new declaration of independence, right? And start over. I mean, it's broken pretty bad. You and I and many others, I believe, are on the page of saying only God can fix America. Only God. Well, I'm that prophetic parable. Because only God could cause a cadaver to live. Only God. And I'm the living cadaver. And I believe with all my heart that there is enough seed of the Word of God in the ground, in the documentation, in the DNA of these United States of America, that we can call her back to life and that she can be restored and reformed. I believe that with all my heart, or I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing this. It would be the idea of saving America. I'm not saving America. I can't save America. Bill can't save America, but God can save America, but we are his hands and we are his feet. And I yield the floor to you, sir.
Yeah, no. When you look through the scriptures, what are the stories we love the best? It's where God's people are in hopeless situations, and he raises up little nobodies who are small in their own eyes, but big in faith and courage, right? 80-year-old Moses, teenager David, scared Gideon, woman Deborah. And so this is sort of, in Gideon's case, there were 100,000 Midianites and he got 30,000 Israelites. And God said, tell everyone that's scared to go home. Now he's down to 10,000. And he said, still too many. Go drink from a creek. And he whittles it down to 300. And then God rolls up his sleeves and says, watch this. In other words, he wanted to make the odds look really bad so that he alone could get the glory for it. And so, again, he loves to wait until things look hopeless before he uses little nobodies. And that's where we're at today. And now, you know, you had mentioned the Declaration. One of the lines in the Declaration, it lists 27 reasons. So there are some that say, well, we rebelled against the king and we did wrong by having the Revolutionary War. The founders knew that there would be people in the future that would say that. And so they said, okay, we're going to list 27 reasons how the king has abandoned his authority to rule. In other words, children obey your parents, but what if a parent tells the kid to sell himself or herself into prostitution or sell drugs or to kill a neighbor? Mm-hmm. Is the kid supposed to obey the dad? No. You submit to the authority as long as the authority is submitted to God. And so these 27 items in the Declaration are showing that the king has unkinged himself, that he's no longer submitted to God, and therefore he's
impeached himself, essentially.
Yeah, he's forfeited. That's why the Declaration says, you know, you lose a case, you appeal it, you lose it, you appeal it. What if you lose it at the Supreme Court? Well, then you appeal to God. And that's what they put in the Declaration, appealing to the supreme judge of the world. In other words, we're going above the king's head. Yeah, right. So the Declaration. So here's one of the lines in the Declaration. The king has excited domestic insurrection among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. What's he talking about? The Americans and the Indians had reached an equilibrium. They were getting along. And the British go to the Indians and stir them up to commit violence. And in the confusion and violence, that gives the British an opportunity to come in and take control. That's how the British took over India. In 1714, they opened a trading post that turned into a trading fort that turned into them having guns and giving guns to one kingdom and guns to another kingdom and then stirring up discord, animosities between the two until it broke out into warfare and bloodshed. And then the British would come in to restore order and take control of both of the weakened kingdoms. And they did this again and again until they took over all of India, a quarter of the world's population. And so Karl Marx called this critical theory. where you observe all the groups in a country and you call some victims, others oppressors, haves and have nots, and you sow discord and you stir them up to riot and attack each other. And then in the confusion, everybody wants order restored, and that's when you usurp power and set up a dictatorship. And so this fits the model of going in, and it's connected with another tactic called psychological projection, where they accuse you of what they're guilty of.
And we're going to run out. Yeah.
They come in.
We're going to run out of time here, Bill. AmericanMinute.com. Bill Federer will be back. We're going to continue these conversations. They're so important. Dr. Tenpenny is with me coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Okay, there we go. Now everybody can chime in here, listen, or not. Welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I'm very appreciative of you tuning in here to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Please do support our wonderful sponsors, and there's some products that I'm using that have been absolutely incredible. Last week, as you know, I was very, very sick, and my friend Jeff Adams had turned me on to this stuff right here. It's called Micronic Silver, and I'm telling you, this stuff worked. I had a fever. I had chills. I had, the body aches. Last Tuesday night, I wasn't sure I was going to make it through the night. And my physician was saying, get to ER. And I was like, man, you know, knowing my history, you know, I've had about as much ER as I'm going to ever do in my life. It ain't happening for me. And so, the Holy Spirit said, start drinking the Micronic Silver. And so I did. And within just a few hours, the fever broke. And I, you know, was hitting it pretty good. And I actually messaged Jeff over the weekend. I'm like, dude, I'm running low. Help me out. And so, yeah. So anyway, strongly recommend this tonic. It will help you. Also our CGRwellness.com. And the products that I take there through Aneva, and if you're not on their vitamin, their liquid vitamins and such, you need to really strongly consider it. Since last October, when Dr. T and I met in person for the very first time, my improvement in my health. Well, look, I'm up, moving about, doing a little jig. I'm telling you, this stuff is working, and I feel better than I have in 5 years. I really do. So CGRwellness.com, check that stuff out as well. If you want to save money on gas, we've got a solution for you for that too, greenfueltabs.shop, greenfueltabs.shop. Okay, enough commercials. I have such a very special lady, and she's patiently sitting here in the big screen, saying, okay, Pastor Greg, you didn't bring me on to talk about all of the stuff that you're selling. And I didn't. I brought her on because I wanted to talk to her about health stuff, about where we are. I know that you do a lot in the prophetic realm, and you talk a lot with God, and the Lord speaks to you. And I'm very interested to hear what God has been showing you. I want to welcome Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. T, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. How are you, Pastor Young?
Man, by the grace of God, just wow.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that, I don't think.
Not much better than wow. Not much better than wow. And I'm doing all this wowing on about an hour and a half of sleep. Serious as a heart attack. A raccoon got into the chicken coop last night.
Oh no.
Here I am, right? I'm still sleeping in the hospital bed, and I am a bit racked up still. I mean, it is what it is. So my grown son and my 15-year-old son are out there, you know, with the guns, and they're, you know, tracking. And the poor rooster got into it with the raccoon. God bless, man. We got a killer rooster. I'm telling you, he did his job. Didn't lose any chickens. Thank the Lord. But you know, you're still kind of on edge and what have you. And we've got some new puppies, and they decided they needed to be up last night to figure out what was going on. Not that they're going to do anything because they're puppies, but still, they're pit bull German Shepherd mix.
Oh, that's an interesting breed.
Oh, I've been reading about that. I think they're going to be really incredible. I've got a half wolf, half German Shepherd. And I wanted him to have somebody to, you know, hunt with. And so I'm thinking a pit bull German Shepherd mix, a couple of those and him. Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good pack to me. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Talk to me about, cause we talked about, you know, the heaviness and the tiredness. And I feel, by the way, I'm not just like, oh, I don't feel any, I do feel it. And I was actually been sharing the last couple of days, God's been putting on me, Dr. T, what's called prophetic parables. You know, I'm sure you're from, so a prophetic parable is, well, my wife she's going to go, that, honey, you're doing it all wrong. But that's, you know, that's what we do. But basically what God was showing me is how broken I got in this whole accident and how God has taken this completely broken vessel and put it back together. And restored it. And the prophetic parable is the comparative to our dear country, the United States of America, which is broken and whose only hope is an intervention by God. And I would submit that if God can take this, and you've seen some of my progression, you've seen what God has done. If God can do this in my physical body, one of my nurses calls me the living cadaver. If God can do that with me, I believe with all my heart that God can do that, and he wants to do that in an intervention with the United States of America. And I submit the floor to you, Dr. T.
Well, thank you so much for that introduction, Pastor Greg. I think that he wants to, but there's some prerequisites. You know, since this all began and we've talked about, you know, our country and what needs to be happening there, you know, it's, if you stand on 2 Chronicles, you know, 7:14, there's some prerequisites before healing the land. First, he says, if it starts with a conjecture, if my people who are called by my name. So where are the churches? Where are the Christians that are going to stand up against this tyranny? Where did they march in the streets to reopen the churches? But they marched in the streets to reopen the bars and the casinos and all of those things. So if is a big conjecture. I mean, God's saying, if you'll do it, my people called by my name, not everybody, not the people running around with tattoos on every square inch of their body and hooks and piercings and bizarre places, you know, and maybe they're a child of God. I don't know. I don't want to judge. That's not my place. But generally those people, and I did an interview last night for my happy hour with a young man. His name was Emmanuel Lynch. He's a young, very incredible young man, lives in Illinois, has a prison ministry. He's probably in his early 30s. And he said that he stands around, he looks around there, he said the young people hate God. Not only do they not believe in God, they hate God, and they think it's so shishy and so cheek to be atheists, anarchists, and to hate God. They would prefer to worship Satan because they think that's power. So if my people called by my name will seek my face, I don't know, is that happening? And seek my face and turn from their evil ways and pray. Then there's a bunch of stuff that has to happen there. I will hear them from heaven, forgive their sins, which implies that they have repented and asked for forgiveness. And then, you know, I will hear them from heaven, forgive their sins and then I will heal their land, right? So the whole thing is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face and pray, then I will hear them from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land. Heal their land is the very last thing in that whole chain of things that we got to do first. And I don't know, maybe you've got a different vantage point than I do, but I don't see a lot of those prerequisites like falling into place for God to step in and heal our land. Not that right. He doesn't want to.
Right.
I mean, we are the only country in the world whose foundation is based on inalienable rights granted by God, and who we should be serving as the Lord. And our politicians, you should only respect them if they are doing what the Lord and what our God said and following the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and understanding what this country is all about as a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
Mm.
You know, there's a whole lot of things that I believe you're right. God standing up there with his open arms saying, I'm just waiting for you guys to show up. And so far, I haven't seen a lot of show up. So we'll see.
And the preaching needs to be of the full measure. Jesus didn't come the first time and say, hey, this is an experimental run and I'm just kind of checking things out. And when I come back, then I'm going to make everything right. Then I'm going to fix everything. Then all of a sudden things are going to be good. He's done it. He has done it. What he's saying is lay hold of Paul, lay hold of that for which I have already accomplished. Jesus Christ has already laid hold of these things for us, and we don't hear that because we don't hear the good news. The good news is the victory really is ours, and it's ours right now. All right, quick break. Back right after this. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. DrTenpenny.com. DrTenpenny.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, folks, sorry about that. I tell you all the time. So the deal is, right, I get these incredibly remarkable guests, and then I build, you know, these awesome friendships, and they become my friends. And, God, it's, you know, I love the people that come on my show, and I am connected to them. And so anyway, we were having some conversation, not anything that's like top secret, you know, we'd tell you, but we'd have to kill you kind of a thing. But, at any rate, just some great conversation. Because what we really want to draw out here, and again, my guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, doctor, it's drtenpenny.com. And that's, 10 like T-E-N. Don't add an extra N. Don't get too fancy. It's not Ann with two E's. It's, drtenpenny.com, and you can follow her. She has, a great program that she does too. Coffee table evenings with Dr. T that are really, really neat. And I've had the privilege of being a guest on her program, and she has great guests. She was just talking about one, in our last segment. All right. I want to get right into this because the time goes by so quickly. We're talking about, you know, the enemy's plan. What do we see on the horizon so we can know how to be prepared? The word of God says, right? He says, I don't call you servants, but I call you friends because I've revealed everything to you. God reveals to us, John 15, he reveals to us so we can be ready, so we can be prepared. Dr. T, what do we need to be prepared for? What's coming down the pike, and how do we fix this?
Well, I think it has to get a whole lot more broken before we start talking about fixing it.
Okay.
And I think what's coming down the pike is going to be a couple things. I mean, the hyperinflation has already started. I believe it's going to get worse because it's an appropriated tax. I mean, hyperinflation hits everybody, rich, poor, in between. And it's hitting us in commodities that we all have to have, food and gas. I mean, it's not like, oh, I just won't eat for a couple months. I'll be okay, you know? So I don't have to do that. And I won't fill my car with gas. I don't have to go to work or I don't have to go anywhere. So that I can do that too. So this hyperinflation, and I do believe the market's going to crash, and I do think they're going to do everything they can to crash the dollar, because Russia and China are seriously threatening to go away from the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. And if that happens, the hyperinflation that will happen in this country will make, you know, Venezuela look like a first world country. So I think people need to really be food prepared, They need to be financially prepared as best they can, you know, with gold, silver, platinum, you know, other types of tradable commodities. And I believe it or not, two of the highly most tradable commodities that are going to happen when things really crash are going to be matches and toilet paper. So, you know, seriously. I mean,
no, I believe you're right. The run on toilet paper was a thing, was a real, for purpose, for a real purpose.
They're going to try to scare us with another pathogen. You know, they kind of blew up in their face about the monkeypox, even though I do believe that if people contract that infection, it is weaponized. And I think that they will have a worse case of the skin infection, which is what monkeypox is. It's a skin infection. And they're going to try to do Ebola next. And they're going to start showing on all the news, the 5 or 6 stock photos that they have about people with Ebola, that they're bleeding from their eyes and all those things. The same 5 photos they have showed over and over and over and over again.
Right.
Just like the same 5 or 6 photos that they showed from the 1940s about smallpox over and over and over and over again. And I think that will happen is, you know, they've had an Ebola shot that's been approved since February of 2020. I went to the CDC, to the ACIP meeting. It was in went to Atlanta, to the CDC. It was last week in February of 2020, just when this whole COVID fiasco was about to break loose. And I thought, wow, I'm sure that's going to be the hot topic. I need to go down and hear what's going on. I need to hear it from the horse's mouth. I want to sit in a room and hear what they're talking about.
Right.
So I went to Atlanta for a 2-day meeting, and all they talked about was Ebola vaccines. They actually approved a live virus Ebola vaccine, and they said they approved it for pregnant women. And that was in the last week in February of 2020. And so
Okay. They've
had this one sitting in the can for a while. And it surprised me when they came out with monkeypox first, because I thought, surely it's going to be Ebola. Well, it's coming. And then they're going to say, oh, we've already got a vaccine ready to go, because that was 2 years ago already. We can give it to pregnant women because we got to kill more of those fetuses. Since we took away abortion at a federal level, we got to kill fetuses another way, which is going to be giving more and more shots to pregnant women, which by the Pfizer documents, more than 70% of women who got the COVID shot while pregnant either had preterm labor, they had miscarriages, or they had dead babies. And so we've got to kill more children. I mean, this is the largest child sacrifice that Satan has ever coordinated on this planet all at the same time.
In one fell swoop, right. In one fell swoop, yeah.
Doctors are complicit,
mm-hmm.
and they are going to be held accountable in front of their maker one of these days for pushing these shots on pregnant women, on children, and now 6-month-old babies. I would not want to be sitting in their judgment seat when the Lord says to them, you were supposed to help people and instead you murdered people. Be gone from me. I know you not.
That's what, you know, James Thorpe has been asking for doctors to sign on to a letter that he sent to the ABOG, I think is what it's called.
But, American Board of Gynecology and Obstetrics, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, it's focused on that. I mean, it's focused on saying, hey, guys, you know, what you're doing, what you've put out, what you have suggested is okay, is not okay. It's just, it's not okay. Killing babies is not okay. You know, these are medically induced miscarriages.
Yep.
And terminations of life.
Yep.
And then, you know, irony's maybe not a good word for it, but it is of an irony source. Here you have the other ones that are out there yelling and stomping and screaming, Roe v. Wade's been overturned. Oh my God, Roe v. Wade's been overturned. While the doctors are actually genociding the babies anyway, and they're not even using the abortion clinics to do it.
Exactly. 100%. I mean, you know, one of the best things that's happened of this whole pandemic, this whole COVID thing, is, you know, it says in the Bible, all things hidden will come to light.
Mm.
And we've seen the fraud of government. We've seen the fraud of healthcare. We've seen the fraud of researchers and people that are supposed to be peer-reviewed things. We've seen the fraud of the World Health Organization, of the United
right.
Nations,
right.
you know, all the things of the World Economic Forum that has come to light. And we have seen to not blindly trust your physicians.
Absolutely.
You know, if your doctor is making it has, even over the last couple of years, you have to wear a mask. They give you the fist bump instead of shaking your hands. They won't give you the correct medications. They, you know, if ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they won't talk about zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, turmeric. They won't talk about any of those things. Instead, they want to give you remdesivir and other drugs that will kill you. And then they think, and they will kick you out of their practice because you won't have a COVID shot. They'll fire healthcare workers, fire nurses. I just hired a new nurse practitioner in my office. I'm going to have her on to do a podcast with me. I just hired a new nurse practitioner who quit because she saw her doctors murder 81 of her patients with these shots. And she said, I couldn't do it another day.
Right.
And in fact, I just hired three people that were all, they all left their jobs in the healthcare system because they couldn't do what their doctors were telling them to do. Inject people with these shots knowing they were going to kill people. They couldn't do it. They followed their conscience and said, I can no longer do that.
Not so in
people
good
who
conscience.
Are yeah. People who are listening to this, please do not inject your children or your babies with these COVID shots. Mm-hmm. Please do not blindly follow your doctor because you go, oh, I like him. I like her. She's so sweet. It's not about personality. It's about job performance. And you may love your doctor enough and love their personality enough. You want to invite them home for Thanksgiving dinner and hope they'll marry one of your kids. But that's personality. That's not job performance. That just stuff you full of pills you don't need, never talk to you about diet, exercise, and supplements, and they will give you, and they will not give you the appropriate medications. They'll withhold them from you and give you things that will harm you. Look at job performance when you choose your doctor.
Dr. Tenpenny, drtenpenny.com, and we will definitely be having her back. We'll be back with more on the other side. Dr. Judy Mikovits joins us coming up, hour number three.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz.
No, we didn't get to talk. You didn't get to mention.
Who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Rentz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.